们早安。
Good morning to you, brothers and sisters.
我现在要开始来分享我的屏幕。
So I'm going to share my screen with you.
因为这是第一次跟 Pastor Sam 在一起，所以我讲话要稍微留心一下下我的时间。
And so this is my first time partnering with Pastor Sam, and I'm going to have to be more watchful with my time and the way I speak.
好，今天想跟各位分享的题目是一个中文比较长，叫做实践福音的群体见证，英文比较简单。
And so the title of the message that I would like to share with you today has a longer Chinese title, but in English it's more straightforward, Be a Fruitful and Faithful Church.
在过去的两天时间当中，我跟中文堂的弟兄姊妹们在一起分享一个以福音为中心的教会。
So over the past 2 days, I've been able to share with the Chinese congregation the theme of a gospel-centered church.
因为今天是第一次我们中英合堂，所以我想来稍微为英文堂的弟兄姊妹们简单的介绍一下过去两天我分享的一些信息的最主要的内容。
And because today is the first time that we have a combined service together, and so I thought I would give the English congregation members a brief rundown of what has been said over the past 2 days.
在过去这几天当中，我用一个圣经的故事大纲的宏大叙事的方式来说明什么是福音。
So over the past 2 days, I was able to share with the congregation what the gospel is through this meta narrative of the Bible.
在圣经故事大纲当中，我们可以把它分成至少四个大的段落。
And so within this meta narrative we see in the Bible, we see at least 4 main sections.
第一个是创造。
The first is creation.
第二部分是堕落。
The second is fall.
第三个是救赎。
The third is redemption.
第四个是更新。
And the fourth is restoration.
我就很快的把我们谈到的福音的内容的方式用刚刚的宏大叙事方式来简单的讲述一次。
So how does the gospel tie into this meta narrative of the Bible? This is what I'm going to share with you now.
首先在创造当中，我们看见的上帝所创造的美好，希伯来人用了一个字来加以描述，它的主题叫做平安。
And so in the first section, which is creation, the Hebrews use a word called shalom to describe the beauty and the goodness of what it is of creation.
当然在创造以后所带出来的破碎和堕落引起的结果。
But after that, we see the fall, and it brought about much brokenness and sadness.
这边你看见罪从一个人入了世界，于是死就临到了众人。
Especially we see that sin has entered the world and death has come upon all who are living.
所以死亡成为在这个世界掌权的主要的权势。
And so death has become this controlling authority in this world.
但是上帝的救赎使用了耶稣基督的十字架的救恩来拯救我们。
But we see that God, through the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross, brought about redemption to save us.
但是他的拯救并不只是在个人性的层面让我们认识耶稣基督。
But this redemption is not only on an individual level where we come to know Christ.
它更重要的是要恢复整个受造界全然的更新。
More fundamentally, it is also to bring about this overall renewal, this restoration of the created order.
如果你还记得约翰福音第十章第十节，主耶稣基督说，我来是叫人得生命，而且得的更丰富。
So if you are to recall what Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 10, that he has come to give us life and life to the fullest.
所以在创造的时候你看见这么一棵树的果子，但是在未来的全新的世界里面会有许许许许多多的果子。
So if we look at the pictorial representation in creation, in the picture there's one fruit, but in the coming world, in the new world, we'll see that it will be very fruitful.
所以这是我这一次的题目的主题 Be faithful and be fruitful, 我们要能够多结果子的教会。
And this ties back to the main theme for this series of messages, and that is to be faithful and to be fruitful.
但是这种的更新并不是把原来破碎的地球重新加以重建。
But this form of renewal is not simply a reconstruction of the world that we have right now.
上帝所给我们的是一个超过我们自己所求所想的新天新地。
What God gives us is something beyond what we can even think about or ask for, and that is a new heavens and new earth.
即便用我们人最丰富的想象力跟文字在启示录里面的描述，那也是非常非常的有限的。
Even with our fullest creativity and the abundance of words and the description in the book of Revelation,we still come up short, we're still limited.
所以今天我想用哥罗西书第一章这一段经文来帮助我们来思考什么是一个能够被上帝的福音更新而多结果子的教会。
And so today I would like to share with you through the passage in Colossians 1 of what it is or what it will take for the church to be both faithful and fruitful.
因为我中文英文都在荧幕上面，所以我念中文，可以请 Samuel 牧师借着我的话语在英文里面来跟各位分享。
And because I have the passage in both English and Chinese, I'm going to read it first in Chinese and ask Pastor Samuel to read in English.
哥罗西书第一章第一节说，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太写信给哥罗西的圣徒，在基督里有忠心的弟兄，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。
Colossians 1 Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father.
在这边一开始的问安里面，以前我没有太注意到，以前我想我是基督徒，但是保罗在这个地方给我的问候是，他说我是一个圣徒。
And so in the past, I haven't really taken notice of this particular description, perhaps because I think, all right, I'm a Christian. But really here we see that Paul's address to us is a saint.
通常我可以说我是一个弟兄，偶尔我在教会可能很忠心。
Usually I'm more at ease by saying that I'm a brother, and there are times where I would say, yes, I am faithful.
但是要说我是一个圣徒，我觉得我实在是担当不起。
But to say that I'm a saint, that is a title that I don't think I'm worthy of.
更重要的是他告诉我们，他在祝福我们的时候给我们愿恩惠和平安来给归于我们。
And in this benediction, Paul in fact even says that it is for grace and peace to come upon us.
而这边所讲到这个平安，虽然在希腊文里面是用 peace, irene 这个字眼，但是在希伯来文当中就是我刚刚所到的 shalom。
And so even in the Greek text and in English, what we describe peace,is peace, but really in the Hebrew word is exactly what we've talked about earlier, and that is shalom.
而这个唯一的来源就是来自于我们的上帝。
And the only source of this shalom is from our God.
而这个上帝不是一个高高在上的上帝，他是我的父亲。
And this God is not so high and mighty, so removed from us, but that he is our Father.
所以就回到为什么我们说是一个以福音为中心的教会，因为关系是上帝最看重的事情之一。
And so why do we say that we are a church that needs to be gospel-centered? And that is because the Father, God, he looks upon with great intent this relational aspect that we have with him.
所以教会就像昨天我分享是一个被呼召出来的群体。
So as I shared with you yesterday, that the church is an assembly that has been called out.
不是一栋建筑物。
It's not a building.
而是一群人的聚集。
That it is a group of people coming together, assembled together.
被上帝所呼召，而耶稣基督成为我们的元首。
And that God has called us out to be united with Christ as the head.
你看见他们当中完全没有 social distance.
You can see that there is no social distancing.
但是我也希望弟兄姊妹们，我们考虑我们有没有任何的 spiritual distancing.
But brothers and sisters, I would like for us to also consider if there's any spiritual distancing between us.
或者是我们和神之间。
Or even spiritual distancing between us and God.
所以保罗在后面的祷告里面，他用了一个非常恳切的祷告来感谢上帝，为我们这群呼召的人来感谢上帝。
So Paul followed up with a very sincere prayer and give thanks to God for this group of believers.
他说我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在耶稣基督里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
Paul prays, We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel.
在这段祷告感谢里面，他的祷告是一个非常美的一个教会所呈现出来的福音的果子。
And in this prayer of thanksgiving, the church has presented a very beautiful side of what it means to be fruitful.
第一个是保罗他没有看见，但是他听见了。
Is that Paul, even though he did not see it, he heard about it.
而他听见以后，他心存了一个感谢的心，感谢上帝。
And after he has heard about the news, he gave thanks to God.
他听见什么？
What did he hear?
他听见了信心。
He heard that there is faith.
他听见了爱心。
He heard that there is love.
他听见了盼望。
And that there is hope.
所以我们看见在这里边，我们的信，我们的望，跟我们的爱。
And here we see the faith, the hope, and the love.
但是我们的信心是奠基在耶稣基督里。
But with our faith anchored in Christ Jesus.
而我们的爱心是向众圣徒来显现的。
And our love is shown to our fellow saints.
而我们的眼目是看在那个天上永存基业的盼望。
And our sights are set in the heavens where we have our eternal treasure.
而这个盼望怎么来的？
How does this hope come about?
这个盼望是我们听见了上帝的真理。
Is that this hope comes from us hearing the word of the truth, God's truth.
这个真理就叫做福音。
And the name of this truth is called the gospel.
所以一个以福音为中心的教会是在一个真理上奠基的教会。
So a church that is gospel-centered will be anchored in God's truth.
而这个福音在这个教会里面所产生出来的外感的形态也让我个人感到非常的惊讶和羡慕。
And this external expression of the effect of this gospel within this church causes me to in a way be very, very amazed and at the same time evenEnvious.
Or admired.
Or admired.
他说这个福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
It says, which has, the gospel which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world, it is bearing fruit and increasing as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth.
所以在英文里面我们会看见从第一天开始 from the day one, 当福音进去的时候。
So in English, we see this expression since the day, starting from day one.
所以当他们听见这个福音的那天日子开始，这个福音就开始结果，开始增长。
We see that the day that they heard of the gospel, this gospel began to bear fruit within this church. And there
began
to be growth.
不只是结果增长，就是这福音传到你们那里以后，这个福音也开始传到普天之下了。
So not only is there fruits, is there growth, and it's not only within that congregation, but it begins to move out into the world.
所以他们的果实不只是开始结果，而且他们也开始增加。
And so they are bearing fruits, and they are increasing in the harvest.
所以你看见不只是每一个数目上的增加，这个 number quantity 的增加。
And so we not only see a increase in terms of its quantity.
你也看见这个果实它会长大，它的 quality 也在增加。
And we also see a qualitative increase.Because the fruit does get bigger.
所以这个都是来自于因为我们开始听见而认识到上帝他的恩典以及在恩典当中的真理。
And its beginning can be traced back all the way to the day when we heard of the gospel and began to also understand the truth.
所以当我看到结果，看到增长这个两个字的时候，
So when I see these phrasing bearing fruit and increasing,
就让我想起我大学的专业。
It brings my memory back to my major back in college.
我在台湾念大学的时候，我的专业领域英文叫做 horticulture, 中文翻成园艺。
So back in Taiwan, my major is in horticulture.
我记得非常清楚，有一次我们要到田野去参观。
I remember we had a field trip.
但是那次的参观不是到田里面去。
By that time, we did not actually go into a field to take a look.
我们去参加一个参观一个日本人所开发的展览会。A Japanese exposition in the commercial building.
Okay, sorry, that was a break in the Wi-Fi connection.
Okay, that's fine. 当我进到这个房间里面的时候，看见的第一个景象大概是这个样子。
And so when I went into the room with the exhibition, this is the scene that welcomed me.
这是一颗番茄，各位看一下，这是一颗番茄。
And so you see that those are tomatoes.
但是是一颗番茄的树。
But you see that it's a tomato tree.
而这个番茄树当时我记得非常清楚，参观的时候那个日本人用他们的 broken English 跟我讲说这个树上有7000个番茄。
And so, when the Japanese, they were explaining to us in their broken English, but nonetheless was telling us that this tomato tree has about 7,000 tomatoes on it.
你知道我自己在家里面种番茄，我能够长出10个20个就已经觉得很不错了。
And so if I'm to grow my own tomato plants, if I could have 10 to 20 as my harvest, that is already something to celebrate.
而这一个番茄可以长出7000个番茄的果子。
But we see that this singular tomato tree could bear 7,000 tomatoes.
怎么做的呢？
How did they achieve that?
我们大学园艺系里面有一个非常重要的科学就叫做水耕。
And so there's a very important science or a research within our horticulture study, and that is hydroponics.
用一个我们叫做没有土壤 soilless 无土栽培来栽培园艺作物。
And so this is to cultivate plants but without the soil.
所以它的根它的 root system 它的根系必须非常的健康。
And so the root system has to be very healthy.
要有很好的养分、通气跟不断的清新的营养液不断的输送。
And so it has to have just good nutrients as well as oxygenation and a just clear flow of of just the nutrient solution to the roots.
所以为了准备这篇信息，我又跑回去查了一下这个水根目前最新的进展。
And so in preparation for this message, I've gone back to do an update to see what has been going on in the field of hydroponics.
所以我又跑回到日本人的网站里面，找到一个日本很重要的一个制药公司，叫做 Otsuku 啊，它叫三种制药，忘掉，就是它是日本公司 Otsuku Pharmaceuticals， 它的门口种了一棵这样子的 hydroponic 的苹果树啊，对不起，番茄树。
And so I was able to look up this particular information from this pharmaceutical company, Japanese pharmaceutical company, that has in front of their building this one tomato tree that is cultivated through hydroponics.
他跟我说，网上说这棵树可以结差不多13,000个苹果，13,000个番茄的果子。
And online, the information says that that particular tomato tree could bear 13,000 tomatoes.
这是完全很难想象的，对不对？
It's so unbelievable.
在我那次的印象，那次的田野就是参观里面，更重要的是老师们教导我们一个很重要的功课。
So on that field trip, something that was of a paramount lesson that we learned from the teacher is this.
因为当那个日本人解说员把这个盖子掀开的时候，下面我看到这棵番茄树，它的根系像大概有一个1公尺厚的地毯。
And the Japanese guide who then lifted up this lid to show us the root system,We see that the root system is like a 1 meter deep carpet.
全部都是白色的。
And it's just white in color.
非常的健壮而漂亮。
Very, very healthy, very, very strong.
所以我只能在网上找到这样子一个类似的图来跟各位稍微去想象一下一个结果百倍它的根是如何的强大。
And so I was only able to find online this particular picture to just give us a kind of an image reference to what it means to have this hundredfold kind of fruitfulness from a very healthy root system.
你可以看见这是一个番茄苗，这是番茄的花正在开放。
So on the right side of the picture, you see that is just the sprouting of the tomato plant, and you see that's the flower.
这是一个桶子在这里。
And you see that bucket?
你可以看见蓝色的，这是一个通气的管子。
And that blue tube is to pump in oxygen or air.
你可以看见把它掀开，做另外一个近距离的很多的泡泡液体在营养液在下面，而这是非常漂亮的番茄它的根系。
And if you were to take a closer look at the cross-section, we'll see that the bubbles that's where the oxygen is, and we see how beautiful the roots look.
所以当我们重新把这个番茄的印象放在我们教会的成长。
So if we are to take this imagery of the tomato plant or tree and to bring it back into the church.
R.C. Sproul 讲过说没有福音一群人的聚集不管他们如何宣称不可能是一个真实的教会。
Then this preacher by the name of R.C. Sproul said,Without the gospel, a gathering of people, though they claim otherwise, cannot be an authentic church.
因为福音会结果会增长。
Because the gospel will bear fruit, will increase.
当一个教会聚集的时候，没有福音在当中，它不是一个真实的教会。
If the church comes together, assembles, but does not have the gospel, it is not an authentic church.
这个教会怎么学到或是怎么知道这个福音的增长的秘诀呢？
So how does this church learn about this, this formula, this understanding of how to grow and be faithful?
格罗西书第一章七节说，正如你们从我所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴佛所学的，他为我们做了基督中心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。
So in verse 7, it says, Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, he is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit.
所以这个福音的真理 有一位非常重要的人物在哥罗西的教会里面，他的名字叫做以巴佛。
So with this gospel truth, it also is tied to this very important servant, and his name is Epaphras.
从他的身上，这些哥罗西的弟兄姊妹们看见一个福音为中心生活的表现，在教会里面，让弟兄姊妹们可以学习，可以效法。
And so these brothers and sisters, they are able to see on this brother Epaphras what it means to have a gospel-centered living, that there is this external expression of the gospel that then these brothers and sisters at Colossae could then learn from.
保罗很想去哥罗西教会，但是他没有去。
Paul really wants to go to this church in Colossae, but he was not able to in the end.
所以以巴佛为我们，就是为了保罗和提摩太来服侍这个教会。
And so Apostle Paul writes that Epaphras is a representative, or he works on behalf of Paul and Timothy towards Colossians.
他说他是一个忠心的执事，是一个很忠心的 faithful minister.
He describes Epaphras as a faithful minister.
一个忠心的管家，他按时来分粮。
That he is a faithful steward, that he properly and timely distributes supplements.
而这些粮食就是福音的真理。
And this supplement, this food, is the gospel.
所以就让我从以巴弗身上学到在教会当中我们彼此学习的重要性。
And so it brings me into an understanding and learning that there is a critical importance in terms of our learning of the gospel.
我们学到的福音的真理，它是一个信息。
That the gospel truth that we receive, that is a message.
但是它是用一个信差送过来的。
But that it comes through a messenger.
在现实生活里面，邮差跟送信，邮差和他送的信。邮差他个人的生活跟邮差送信的工作，在我们现代的社会里面是可以分开的。
So in our modern world, in our modern reality, there can be this separation between the life of the messenger and the life of the message.
他可以在周一到周五，他的生活非常的放荡，但是只要礼拜六或是周一到周六能够把信送到我们家里面就好了。
So somehow for this mailman, the mailman could live a debauchery life from Monday through Friday, and then just on Saturday, Sunday, somehow be able to just bring us the mail, and that will be fine.
可是在基督的福音的真理信仰里面，信息和信差，他们必须同时是一个真实的，那么这个信息的传递才会有效。
But not so in Christianity, because in our faith, under Christ, we believe that the message and the messenger has to be united as one.
所以以巴佛给我们看见一个信息和信差合而为一的一个效法的对象。
And so in Epaphras, we see this person who has whom the gospel message as well as the life of the messenger has fused as one.
但是我认为最好的例子就是我们的主耶稣基督。
But of course, the epitome of this expression is in Jesus Christ our Lord.
因为耶稣是太初有道的那位上帝。
Because Jesus, he is the Word, the God who is in the beginning.
他是这个信息。
That he is the message.
但是这位太初有道的道，最后他也道成了肉身，进到我们的中间。
At the same time, this word did become flesh and dwell among us.
他是我们的信差。
And that he is also our messenger.
所以我认为他是人类有史以来最伟大、最成功的多媒体 （multimedia）。
And so if we consider it, I consider it that Jesus Christ, he is, in human history, the best, the greatest multimedia.
从一个二度平面或者是一个理性上的好像一种文字成为一个三度空间的有血有肉的人的身体。
That he occupies not only in the 2D dimension of, or the two dimensions of, let's say, words or reason, logic, but at the same time, he also occupies the three dimensional of the flesh.
而教会如果是一个真理的柱石，那么教会充满了信息，我们也必须成为信差来分享好消息。
And so if the church is to be the bulwark of the truth,that we too have to become messengers to be able to give the good news.
所以在我的专业领域里面，后来在美国念书的时候，我学的是微生物跟分子生物，我们有两个专业名词，一个叫做基因型，一个叫做表现型。
And so after I came to the States, I began to be involved in these two areas of research and what we understand as genotype and phenotype.
你可以看见这个是一个螺旋双股螺旋的去氧核糖核酸。
So you can see that that's the double helix DNA.
而这个核酸如果它、表现出来是要成为一个果蝇，那么长出来就是一个果蝇的样子。
And so if、the DNA, with the way that the coding works, if it is coded to be a fruit fly, it will become a fruit fly.
但是如果它要变成一个番茄，那它就是一个 fruit.
But if it's to be coded as a tomato, then it will show up as a fruit.
而不会成为一个果蝇。
That, it will not become a fruit fly.
所以果蝇跟果是两个完全不同的 DNA, 对不对?
So fruit fly and fruit, they have their respective DNAs, they're different.
而在中间我们有一个很重要的专业名词我们称为基因表达。
And connecting these、fields of understanding、is a very important expression that's called gene expression.
所以有基因，我们给它表现出来。
So if there is your genetic material, or your, if you have your gene, you will have this expression.
所以要问各位，如果是一个辅音，当然就是英文不太好翻，基因变辅音的话，那辅音它应该如何被表达呢？
If you're to, there is a play on words in Chinese, but it's very difficult to do the pun in English. But nonetheless, if you have the gospel gene, what are you going to have as a gospel expression?
因为在现在的现代术语里面，我们经常会说啊，这是我们的公司的 DNA， 这是我们教会的 DNA， 我们的 DNA。我每次听完这 DNA 这个字眼时，我心里面就非常非常的生气。
So in our DNA, so we oftentimes talk about, oh, this is the DNA of our corporation, this is the DNA of the church, and,Oftentimes, after I hear these usage of the word DNA, I get stirred up. I get riled up.
因为你要怎么把它表达出来，那是更重要的一件事情。
Because what is critical and fundamental or important is how are you going to express that DNA?
所以就像泰克说，教会的任务是要借着忠实的基督徒生活将见的见证，将不可见的国度变成可见的。
And so J.I. Packer, the preacher, says that the task of the church is to make the invisible kingdom visible through faithful Christian living and witness bearing.
所以如果我们说 DNA, 我们 genotype 是不可见的，而表现型 phenotype 是可见的话，那么同样的道理，教会要把不可见的国度变成可见的。
And so if you're to say that in the natural created order, we see the genotype being the unseen genotype is expressed.As the seen phenotype, then so it must be for the church to express that invisible kingdom and make that visible.
那么什么是那个福音的表达？什么是那个 gospel expression 呢？
So what would be the gospel expression?
J.I. Packer 说是忠实的基督徒生活的见证。
J.I. Packer tells us that it has to be that faithful Christian living and witness bearing.
所以我认为这个福音的表达它的最基本的 fundamental 它的基本功是 discipleship.
And so I believe that when it comes to expressing the gospel, the fundamental of that is discipleship.
我现在不太讲门徒训练或者门训这个这样子的简称。
So I no longer appeal to this、terminology that says it is a discipleship training.
我越来越强调这是一个一生之久的 效法和学习。
And so it's not just this short-term training, but that it is skills for life.
所以准备这段信息的时候，我脑海里面就出现了"结果增长"这个字眼，我就产生了下面这样的一个英文的缩写，一个英文的 acronym， 我把它称为 REPEAT。
So in preparing for this message, I was thinking about what it means to bear fruit to increase. I was given this particular English acronym in my mind called.
当然，中文叫做复制啊，或者重复。
And translated into Chinese, it will be repeat.
那么第一个 R， 它在魂在我们的门徒操练当中，它必须是关系为导向。
And so in developing the skills for life, the first R represents relational.
第二个，它要带出来的是我能够真实的经历福音对我的改变。
And the second is experiential, meaning that I have really experienced the transformation that the gospel has brought into my life.
而这个不是人家给我的二手 secondhand information, 是我第一手亲身与上帝直接面对面的关系。
And the third would be personal. This is not a secondhand information coming from others, but that is my firsthand witness between my relationship with God, between God and myself.
当然在整个的教会社群里面，我们要提供许许多多的装备建造的机会。
Most definitely, within the church, we are to provide different mediums and opportunities for equipping and of training up.
可是教会里面有许许多多的以巴佛这种忠心的弟兄成为我们效法而学习被激励的对象。
But we are to have many, servants such as Epaphras, so that we can look to and that we are also aspired to be.
最后福音终于转化了我们从内到外的更新。
And in the end, we are to have this total transformation in our lives, by the gospel.
然后我们就可以开始 repeat 这个 process.
And again, we can start over and repeat this whole process.
而这一次是我们成为师父来带领下一个门徒。
But in this repeat, this second round, we are to become the mentor to guide a mentee.
这个就是福音的结果和增长。
That this would be the gospel bearing fruits and increasing.
在后半段的经文里面，保罗就告诉我们，他来为我们祷告。
In the second half of chapter 1, Paul says that he prays for us.
他为我们祷告几件事情。
And he prays for us on a few petitions.
第一个是在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
And one of it is to be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
以至于他说好叫我们的行事为人可以对得起主。凡事蒙他喜悦。
With the purpose to walk in the manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him.
所以这个行事为人就成为我们的 phenotype, 成为我们的表现型了。
And so how we walk, the manner by which we walk, that will be our phenotype.
而这个表现是要能够跟神的要对得起，中文翻成要对得起主。
And this way, this manner of walking will be worthy of the Lord.
而且是能够在凡事上能够蒙得他的喜悦。
And that it will be fully pleasing to the Lord.
在以弗所书第四章第一节里面有一段类似的记载，他说：“既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。”
So when Paul writes to the church in Ephesus, he writes something similar. It says, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
Worthy 这个字得到我们一个英文叫做 axiom, 就是一个对称天平一个 scale 的意思相称。
And so a reference of this word worthy is defined by the scale.
就是左边如果是行事为人，右边是我们的蒙召，你可以说左边是我们行事为人，这边是我们的主。
And so if we think about the left side being the walk and the right side of the scale being the call or of call of the Lord,
或者是这是福音
or that is the gospel,
表示我们这两边的重量必须是一样的。
It means that the weight between the two has to be the same.
所以要成为一个以行事为人与福音相称的教会的话，如果 manner worthy of the gospel.
And so if you are to be a church that walks in a manner worthy of the gospel,
这个图已经再也不存在，因为这是纽约双子星大楼没有被摧毁以前的两栋大楼。
And you could see that this is, in fact, the Twin Towers before they were destroyed. And there's that thin steel line connecting the two.
这边有一个很细的钢索。
And you see that very thin steel wire.
差不多二十多年以前，就有一个法国人尝试用钢从这个 building 走到这个 building。
And so about 20 years ago, there was a Frenchman who attempted to walk across on that steel wire from one building to the other.
所以你会想说，那什么是我们的安全网，什么是我们的 safety net 呢？
And so looking at this image, we wonder, well then, what is our safety net?
所以我们很多时候想，教会是我们的安全网。
Oftentimes we think, well, the church is going to be our safety net.
我们来到这个青草地溪水边来安歇。
Oh, that I'm coming to be with church, and this is my green pasture, this is my still waters.
所以我们用诗篇二十三篇不断地来安慰自己，来教会是要休息的。
And so we keep somehow comforting ourselves that, oh, when I come to be with the church, it is just for rest.
但是有没有可能，其实教会就是这个钢索呢？
But is it possible that we are in fact the wire?
我们要很小心翼翼的，要对称的走在这个钢索上面。
That in order to be able to walk across or on this wire, we have to be very well balanced.
但是，感谢主，福音却是那个接住我们的安全网。
And but we thank the Lord that even if we are to fall.We have the gospel that is the safety net that catches us.
所以对于一个平衡的全人生活，
So when it comes to a balanced life and a holistic living,
保罗不断地教导我们两个很重要的层面。第一个层面是一定有真理和教义的教导。
Paul teaches us that there are always these two aspects. One will be the doctrine, that there's always the teaching of the truth.
第二个，他一定会有信仰和实践。
And the second aspect is that there will always be the deed, there will be the externalization of the doctrine.
他一定会用福音来将两者调和在一起。
And with the gospel, it will hold the two together.
所以就可以看见一个平衡的全人的生活形态。
So you could see this balanced, holistic expression.
所以威廉巴克来说，基督教最大的、最让人无言以对的辩护明证，就是一名基督徒要向他人证明基督教，只能用基督徒品格这个无可置疑的证据来挑战他们。
The theologian William Barclay says that the greatest and the most unanswerable defense and proof of Christianity is a Christian man. We can only prove Christianity to others by confronting them with the undeniable evidence of a Christian character.
这个是我们福音表达我们的 phenotype。
The phenotype of our gospel will be the Christian character.
然后保罗在后面的几段经文里面告诉我们什么是这个福音表达的 phenotype， 告诉我们三件事情。
And so Paul tells us that there are three things.
第一个，我们要结果子。
That we are to bear fruit.
第二个，我们要不断的被力上加力。
The second would be that we are being strengthened.
第三件事情是我们要感谢我们的父亲。
And the third is that we are to give thanks to our Father.
你看见这是行事为人表征的三个重大层面。
We see that these are the three main characteristics of what it means to walk with the Lord.
英文已经把这个时态告诉我们了，是一个不断进行的现在进行式。
And so in English, it's translated as a present continuous tense, meaning that it just keeps on going.
而不是一个一次性的过去式。
It is not a one-off event.
所以我们要结果子，我们要 各势力上下力能够忍耐宽容，然后我们感谢父，不断地感谢他。
So when it comes to fruit, we are to keep bearing it. When it's strength, is to be strengthening. And when it comes to giving thanks, it is to be continuous.
那我们为什么来感谢父呢？他后面告诉我们后半段，是因为我们将来会跟我们其他的圣徒同得基业。
So what is the reason for giving thanks to the Father? Paul gives us the reason. And that is that we together with the saints will share in this inheritance.
而这位天父为什么感谢他？除了让我们同得基业以外，他也救我们脱离了黑暗的权势，把我们牵到他爱子的国度里，让我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
And on top of receiving this inheritance from the Father, we give thanks because the Father has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
这个就是重复了福音它的最基本的真理，耶稣基督给我们的救赎。
That this is to restate the essential of the gospel, and that is in Christ we have the redemption.
但是为什么是基督呢？
But why is it that it has to be Christ?
我们看见这样的一个贴在保险杆上面的一个贴纸。
So oftentimes you see this bumper sticker.
你们大概都已经非常清楚了，这个代表什么意思。
We are familiar with what the sticker tries to say.
叫做 coexist.
Says coexist.
表示各个的宗教我们可以和平相处。
It's to say that all different religions can harmoniously coexist.
我们必须能够尊重包容每一个不同宗教的想法。
That we're to respect and tolerate the different beliefs and thoughts of the different religions.
所以言下之意是在讨论我们所强调的耶稣基督或者基督教的独一性。
But at the end of the day, we are going to ask the question of,Then what makes Christianity so exclusive or so unique?
有一段英文是这么讲的，说 Life without Jesus like a sharpened pencil, 就是生命没有耶稣就像一个没有曝光的铅笔一样。
As Dr. Paul has said, a life without Jesus is like an unsharpened pencil.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
It has no point.
It has no point.
我觉得是非常犀利的一个描述，没有耶稣，没有福音，没有基督，没有生命。
I find this a very vivid and straight to the point description that when there is no Jesus, there is no life.
只有找到了基督，我才找到我生命的意义。
It's only when you have found Jesus and known Jesus that you begin to know the meaning of life.
因为耶稣在我的生命里面做了一件很大的事情 ,redemption, 它的翻转它的救赎就像电脑上的 Control Z 一样。
Because what Jesus has done in our lives is something that we do with the Control Z, and that is a big 180 turnaround to remove.
所以 Control Z 在英文我们叫做 undo, 中文分成忘掉了。我现在只会叫 undo, Control Z.
Yeah, so in our computer commands, we know that Control Z is to undo.
或者是在 Apple 上面，我们用 Command Z.
Or on an Apple iOS, you do Command Z.
它的意思就是前面所犯的错误 ，Control Z 以后可以回到前面没有犯错以前的那个状态。
So what it does for us is that whatever mistake that we've done, if we hit a Control Z, it returns us back to the state before the mistake was made.
所以像我在准备这些 PPT 的时候天天就最后按就是 Control Z。
So when I was preparing all these PowerPoints, the command I go back to the most would be Control Z.
然后在网上就出现一些非常 hilarious, 很搞笑的这些图片。各位你看见这个是什么东西吗？这个是一个橡皮擦，是一个 Undo Z 的 eraser。
And so we have these many humorous images online. For example, this is an eraser.That says it's a Control Z eraser.
当然现在你们可能不写卡片了，都发 email 或者 tweet 或者是发 WeChat 什么的。在古时候，我们要写卡片， 如果那时候跟女朋友吵架了，我会寄一张卡片，上面写 Control V， 然后有一小时就说 I'm sorry。
And back in the day when there's still snail mails and you know physical cards, if I'm to let's say anger my girlfriend or friends, then I would send the person a card that says Control Z with the words I'm sorry.
意思就是我们可以回复前面没有吵架之前的样子吗？
It's putting a question to the person to say, hey, can we go back to the time before we had this huge quarrel?
而且在生命当中你很希望你有一个 Control Z 的 button, right?
There are often times in life that we so very wish that we have a Control Z button.
我讲了一句话伤了我的父母。
There's something that I said that hurt my parents.
或者是我伤了我的子女。
Or that I hurt my children.
或是我的妻子，或是我的丈夫
，or my wife, my husband，
或者是我们教会里面的弟兄姊妹
，or my brothers and sisters in Christ，
或者是我在工作场所里面我的同仁，我的同僚，我的 colleague，
or maybe at work with my colleagues，
或者有时候是我做的一个错误的决定，一直到现在我还是承受这个错误的后果
，or it could be a decision that I made, an erroneous decision that I made, and I'm still bearing the consequence of that decision。
但是你知道，在我们生命当中，我们没有这种 Control Z 的东西。
But yeah, in life we do not have this Control Z function.
但是在耶稣基督里面，我们有这个 Control Z.
But in the Lord, we do have Control Z.
因为耶稣基督用他的十字架对我们进行了 Control Z. 如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Because the Lord, by His cross.Has done for us a control Z. As the scripture says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come.
这个新，这个 new, 这个新不是一个翻新的 renovation 的新，而是一个 brand new 的全新。
This new is not a renovation kind of new, but is a total rebuild.
而这个是一个前无古人后无来者 unprecedented 的一个 new
and so this new is unprecedented
所以在耶稣基督里面为我们成就了这么一个伟大的救赎
and in Christ is fulfilled this great redemption for us
但是我想用最后几分钟来挑战我们很多时候我们的福音不能结果子我们没有办法有正确的根这么漂亮的根在生长是因为我们的福音是一个山寨版的福音。
And so with the final minutes I have with you, I want to encourage us and for us to consider perhaps sometimes we're not fruitful and we're not increasing in our fruit from the gospel. It's because the gospel that we have or we hold to is a counterfeit gospel.
所以各位鼓励各位去读这本书 Travin Vax 他的这本书叫做 Counterfeit Gospels
And so I would encourage us to look up this book by Travin Vax the title is Counterfeit Gospels
非常年轻的一位牧人我非常喜欢他觉得他是未来非常重要的教会领袖
He's a very young shepherd and I endure myself very much to him and I do think that he hasA wonderful days ahead. He is going to be a very important leader for Christianity come future days.
我就很快的，不是下面内容不完全从他的书里面出来，但是他帮助我思考了一些些什么是一种山寨版的福音。
And so, although I'm not drawing excerpts from his book, but he has helped me to consider what it means to have counterfeit gospels.
第一个我觉得我们把就像这个电影里面 Honey I Shrunk the Kids 我觉得在我们的生命当中我们也把我们的福音给缩小了
So one of it is if we think about an analogy to this movie Honey I Shrunk the Kids sometimes it becomes Dear Jesus I Shrunk the Gospel
这个伟大的福音被缩小成为一个个人化的福音
That something so grand of a gospel has been shrunk down to only be our size the size of us as an individual
只关乎我
It's just about me.
而没有上帝，没有天国，没有新天新地的概念。
That there is no heavens or God or the new heavens and new earth type of understanding.
而我们对福音的看法，我们认为福音就是一张 credit card， 我们把罪给轻描淡写了。
And so we think of the gospel as a credit card. We trivialize the sin.
它是 Bank of Calgary 出的，它的是 Grace credit card。它 valid from now expire never, Mr. Adam first, 我们 Mastercard. Everything else, you know, there's something money cannot buy. Everything else is a Mastercard.
So as the motto of MasterCard goes, you know, this is a gospel becomes a credit card from the Bank of Calvary, and it, there's no expiration date. It comes from, you know, Mr. Adam or the first Adam, but nonetheless, it helps clear everything that this gospel can clear our debts with.
没有任何的这个所谓上限 limit， 只要你犯罪刷个卡 ，that's all。
Yeah, there's no limit to this. There's no credit limit to this particular gospel credit card. Whatever the sin, just do a swipe and then it's done.
或是我们把我们的福音看成是一个 vending machine， 一个贩卖机。
Well, there are times where we think about the gospel as if a vending machine.
只有 transaction 这种交易性行为，而没有 relational 关系上的这种 confession.
That we only think about the gospel as a transaction, we never quite think about it as on personal terms.
我丢一个东西，你给我一个东西。
That I will give you something and then you give me something.
或者是像 Burger King, have it your way.
Or we think about the gospel as the slogan of Burger King, have it your way.
但是你知道，福音它不是一个 Burger King 的这种连锁店。
Except that the gospel is not a Burger King franchise.
因为耶稣他所为我们成立的是，我们要在耶稣的方式里面活出福音的表征。
Because what Jesus has established for us is that we are to live in the way that Jesus has commanded or given to us.
我用这个墓碑来给我们做一个提醒。
I'm using this tombstone as a reminder to, for us.
这是一个布道家 Leo Ravenhill 他的墓碑，上面他的墓志铭写下一句话，非常的感动。
And so this is, the words of an evangelist. His name is Leonard Ravenhill.
他说 ,Are the things you're living for worth Christ dying for? 你现在所活积极于盈利的东西值得耶稣基督为他而死吗？
And these words on the tombstone are very moving. Are the things you are living for worth Christ dying for?
我再把它换成另外一个卡通图来帮助各位更来深刻的了解它什么意思。
And perhaps let's switch it to a cartoon or, yeah, cartoon.
Are the things you're living for worth Christ dying for? 耶稣基督是为这些东西而死的吗？
Are the things you're living for worth Christ dying for? Are the things that Christ is now holding in his arms what he died for?
耶稣是为我这个人而死的。
Christ did die for me as a person.
为我这个人的罪而上了十字架的。
Went onto the cross for me as a person.
把我救赎回来以后，让我能够活出一个福音的新的生活形态。
That after I am redeemed, I am to live out this new expression of the gospel.
但是我发觉在我们的移民教会，特别是我们第一代的华人移民群体里面，我写下下面这句话，英文不是很好翻，但是它的意思就跟这段英文是有点点类似。我们赖以为生的多而又多，但是能够为之而活的却少之又少。
But I noticed that within our North American immigrant church, especially the first generation immigrants, something that is very troubling is what I've written down in Chinese. It's something that we are dependent on for living. It gets more and more. But something that we are to live for, it reduces, it gets less and less.
我希望我们的福音能够看见耶稣基督的十字架才是我们真正的福音。
I pray and hope that what we see, the gospel on the cross, that is the true gospel that we know.
最后我想用Walk Percy 他的这句话来勉励我们，特别要勉励所有的英文堂的年轻人。
I would like to leave us with this particular quote especially for the English congregation.
当我们开始面向我们人生新的阶段的时候，
as we begin to face the different new seasons of our lives,
特别在这样的一个动荡的疫情环节里面，
especially in this tumultuous pandemic, this season of this pandemic,
特别在美国这种社会动荡的情绪之下，
and in this very chaotic atmosphere of the social atmosphere in the United States.
特别在这样这种政治混乱莫衷一是的这种大的选举大选的氛围之下。
And also under this huge umbrella of the election and this massive clash within the political world.
我们年轻人尝试的要来询问什么是我人生的终极意义。
That we as young people, we are to ask what is our ultimate meaning in life.
Walker Percy, 他是 trained by MD, 他是一个医生，但是后来成为一个作家。
So, Walker Percy, he was trained as a doctor, but later on he became an author.
他有一句 quote, 我非常的喜欢。
He has a quote that I like very much.
他说你可以得到全 A 的成绩，但可能有一个不及格的生命。
So Walker Percy writes, you can get all A's and still flunk life.
所以好好的在耶稣基督的十字架的福音真道上不断的建造，结果增长。
And so we are to seek that gospel that we see on the cross, and from there we are to build, be fruitful,to increase and grow.
鼓励我们的所有的年轻人不只是在我们的各式各样的专业领域里面我们得到最高的成就。
The encouragement to all the youngsters is that we are not to only achieve this whatever can be the highest achievement when it comes to our various careers.
更重要的是我们能够有一个真实用基督的福音所给我们呈现的丰盛的生命。
But that we're to have this life that shows the abundance that we have in Christ.
愿弟兄姊妹们，你们有耶稣基督丰盛的平安。
That I wish upon all brothers and sisters that you will have the abundance of peace that is in Christ.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.
好，请弟兄来继续带领我们下面敬拜的环节。
So now I would like to invite back the praising to in our praise worship.